You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we go through all of the cool new things that Noelle is bringing us from Cognitive Services. Take a look. Welcome to another episode of the AI Show, where we're going to learn about cognitive services with Noelle. How are you doing, my friend?
Hi, wonderful. Thank you for asking.
All right, so why don't you give us just a quick overview of what cognitive services are and why people should use them, and then maybe get a state of the union and what's happening.
Awesome.
Post-build.
I would love to. So I actually run developer experience. So I'm super excited and passionate about trying to help developers use our technology a little bit easier. And we've got some great updates coming up and that are available now. But before we get into the updates, maybe there's some people out there who aren't real familiar with what we do. So first off, we like to create models that are easy to consume. So we've created a bunch of web APIs, some RESTful APIs that allow you to leverage several different types of services that allow you to maybe take advantage of vision or speech, or really just make your applications more interactable, discoverable, engaging than what you could do otherwise. They're super flexible, which what that really means to you as a developer is that we want you to code in the language of your comfort zone, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a Java developer, do that. If you're Node, do that. Python, do that. And of course, .NET, we want to support that as well. And of course, heavily tested. We've got a really large community of developers that includes our audience mm-hmm. that is providing us feedback. We're constantly, you know, one of the nice things I like about our products is that we are leveraging our community to give us insight into how to drive our roadmap, right?
Awesome.
So as we look at those different things where people are like, man, it'd be awesome if, you know, vision could do this or voice could do that, or if I could create my own custom voice font, that would be amazing. We use that to drive what we decide to invest in.
Cool.
And so what we're gonna spend the next few minutes on is where those investments ended up landing us for the next 6 months or so. So vision is one. For those who don't know vision, you know, it's faces to feelings, the ability to moderate your content and keep, you know, good content in, bad content out, the ability to just analyze existing video content, images, and most importantly, sentiment analysis, right? Be able to identify from what people are saying, how they're looking, the expressions on their face, be able to analyze that. So some of the new things we have coming out in computer vision, one is object detection. So you'll be able to see now as you go into our documentation, we have lots of demos of how you can, while you're looking at a video, you can detect objects in the area. So one of the things I like to think about is, like, you know, I have a son who constantly forgets his backpack as he's heading downstairs. And so I'm very interested in making sure that something can tell him, hey, your backpack's on the floor. And now we have object detection that can detect, oh, there's a backpack sitting on the floor. Now I can integrate that with speech, have a little bot tell him, hey, don't forget to pick that up.
Yeah, I mean, I could totally see myself skinning this out to parenting as a service.
Yes, amen, brother.
Right, there you go.
Another thing, custom vision is now, one of the things we want to do is not only allow you to kind of leverage these services out of the box, but we also want you to then take them and customize them, mm-hmm. right? So custom vision is adding the ability to export your models, export them in a industry standard format, and then be able to have them inferred in multiple different areas.
And that's probably one of my favorite things, because, like, you can train the thing, download it, run out of the edge on your device.
Probably
right. One of the coolest things. And now with the Onyx format, you'll be able to use something like WinML to
exactly.
make really fast applications.
Yep, exactly. And then finally, just a quick shout out to Video Indexer. I mean, what a great technology. I remember the days where I used to index my own videos and, like, have to watch them and figure out where things were starting and to try and create some kind of table of contents for videos. Now you ingest a bunch of videos. That's now available, generally available. So. Or not generally available, but in paid preview on Azure, so as part of your Azure subscription, making it just easier for developers to consume.
Awesome.
The next one is speech. So again, for those developers who are kind of new to speech, this is the ability just to create a human interface, a voice interface for your technology. We've got some big updates here. We really want to... those who have used speech in the past probably recognize that we had a lot of different speech services. And this is the benefit of coming out of a research organization. We have lots of teams building the same thing, but we finally evolved to a point where we're centralizing all of that or unifying that into
nice.
A single location. Yeah, so we'll have a single way of interacting, text-to-speech, speech-to-text, intent recognition, all of that will be in the same package. So that's, again, from a developer perspective, that's hugely important. Rather than having to track down and even chase down updates and what's moving. Right now we have a single place that we can look.
This is awesome. Like the one I haven't tried yet that I really want to do is the voice output text-to-speech. To me, that's amazing that I can do that.
Yes. Well, and just this morning, I was looking at, we were building a bot, and we wanted that bot, right, using the bot framework, awesome, but now we wanted it to be able to leverage, right, to not only take in text, but then to either take in text and output audio, or take in audio and output audio and text. Anyway, like, all of this together now creates a very compelling
story. Literally, with the translation stuff, we could literally make, like, a universal translator.
Yeah.
Speaks.
I know. I think about it all the time. Every time I speak, like on stage, I'm like, man, it'd be awesome for people to just have a little app. They start up and instantly starts translating whatever I'm saying.
Nice.
That'd be so cool. So another part of speech, this is another one of my favorites, custom speech models. So every business, every developer that's building for an enterprise has these like weird words that a model won't pick up, right? Where you'll say, you know, some acronym, and the default model will pick up some random phonetic spelling of that, but it won't map to anything. And it's very difficult to map it to an intent. So now we have the ability to actually customize and build specific models against those special words, right? The special vocabulary in a company, maybe even words that aren't real words, like cryptonyms, right? Being able to leverage, build a speech model that understands the cryptonyms of your company. And then, of course, being able to deploy them. This is more fun in my mind than the practicality of being able to create like a specialized speech model, but you can also use custom voice models. And this has also been called like voice fonts, right? Being able to create a special way for you to tailor the brand of your business around a certain type of voice. Right. So, for example, we all know what it sounds like when we hear like the NBC chimes or right. Like there's certain sounds, Jeopardy's song. We all recognize these things. So as we start moving into this human interface, we need to think about what does our business sound like? What does our Q&A bot sound like? And so this allows you to really tailor what that sound is.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's language. A lot of usage, our developers are using this heavily in the area of translation, but there are a couple other updates we wanted to talk about as well. One is sentiment analysis, key phrase extraction, language detection. Those are all things we've been doing for a while and pretty successfully. I think a lot of developers appreciate this.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about if I'm going to get on the high horse here, the key phrase extraction to me is amazing because some people like to say a lot of things. And if you're able to take out what's most important, you're able to make bots that can actually help people based upon what they say and what's most important.
Right. And a lot of our content tends to be very verbose because some of us got kind of paid by page as opposed to by content. So this allows you to really isolate and leverage that information more effectively. So in addition to that, we now have the ability to also identify top entities within this text. So it's just a level of improvement on our text analytics, giving you the ability to now, rather than just getting kind of this huge list of important things, now you can identify even entities that have a special level of importance within that list. So it should help you classify to a greater extent.
And that's amazing because I did NER, I was named Entity Recognition back in the day when I was in grad school. It was a hard problem. But now with the deep learning models that we're using, I mean, obviously, we're doing a lot better.
Absolutely. And that's one of the big challenges. Again, usually language and speech instantly fall off the table for some developers because of some of these blocks they run into, right? And this is one of those key ones like, oh my gosh, how do I create the synonyms for all of the different ways someone might think about this? This entity extraction and the ability to bubble up top entities will save them huge amounts of time.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we have Translator. Translator actually is what we're doing. The big thing that I want to call to your attention here is that we're simplifying the speech to intent process. So again, another hard problem we had to solve before. It was a lot of manual alignment, right, between what the user is saying and what we know they want to say or what they mean to say. So now we're able to automate that quite a bit. Translator text, of course, and translator speech. Again, they're doing very similar things. We're adding additional languages. We're increasing its availability, but really the ability to limit how much time you spend aligning intent is going to be a game changer.
Awesome.
And then, of course, knowledge. This is a big one. Q&A Maker has been in preview for a while. It's finally generally available. And this is an instant kind of return on investment for a developer, right? You can go into your business and say, do we have a PDF anywhere? Do we have content anywhere? that could easily be generated into like a conversational bot. You know, you could think about anything in like HR where they're answering the same questions all day long, or any kind of PDF. Like I remember going into a hospital and they gave me this PDF of like all the common things that I would need to know, you know, like where the coffee maker is, and like, you know, when the cafe is open, when the gift shop's open, why am I not allowed to have balloons, like all these things. But now they can have a bot in these rooms and I can chat with it, and it's much better from a customer experience.
Well, because I mean, there's certain things that come up in the moment they come up, and you have this doc when you showed up, it's like, I'm not gonna look at that. You throw it in your junk folder or
exactly,
something.
Exactly. Or it has coffee rings on top of it,
that's right?
So this is huge to be able to bubble up the most important information that users need, but what we call like top level intent. Like they only have to ask for it once. They don't have to click through five things. They don't have to flip through 10 pages. They can ask for exactly what they want and it bubbles it up to the surface for
them.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Really great for customer experience. Search has a lot of great stuff going on as well. And in Search, of course, there's 7 APIs, a lot of great functionality in there that developers can use immediately. But I wanted to call your attention to a couple of the new things that we're doing. For example, retrieving web documents, that's not a new thing. But custom search is really kind of what we want to focus on, right? So being able to customize how a search is done, being able to customize how if I pass in a specific picture of something, or better yet, imagine I was just at like Bartel Jogs and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need new makeup. And I go in, there's 200 shades of makeup. So I'm like, man, isn't it possible that I could take a picture of my face and pass that to you and you'd say, here's the stuff that matches you?
Oh yeah.
Right, that'd be awesome. And visual search is an easy way to do that for a company like that. Also, how well are you doing, right? How do I get analytics on how well these search statistics are actually performing for my business, for my specific subset of this? So we have a Bing statistics add-in that's become available. And then finally, of course, all of these are now readily available in an SDK of your choice.
Awesome.
And I think that's huge because, again, we don't want you to have to be a certain type of developer to leverage these. We want to make that available across as many languages as we can. And of course, if there's a language we don't support, we want to know. So we encourage developers to let us know that feedback.
Absolutely, and this is cool stuff. Like you have an instant search engine for your website, plus now all these cool things like being able to search pictures on Bing, being able to add other cool things, and then the statistics one I think is pretty cool.
Yes, it's going to be great. So we always like to kind of finish with some developer resources, but that really wraps up all of the cool new things that we've got going on right now. And yeah, thanks.
Awesome, thanks so much for spending some time with us. You have just gotten a lap around what's new in cognitive services. If you're not using them, you should start today.
Absolutely.
There's a free tier where you can start making calls and see if it's something you want to do. And just adding that little sprinkle of AI into your application makes everything a little bit better. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. You've been watching the AI Show, all about cognitive services. We'll see you next time. Take care.